I thought you.
Going with us.
Well, would you say, I thought you was going with us, or I thought you were going with us?
I thought you were going with us, I reckon.
Okay.
I don't know which would be the best.
And we what going to town?
Ma'am?
Would you say we was going to town or we were going to town?
We was going to town, I guess.
Okay. If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are what, a lot of things I do. Would you say there is a lot of things I do or there are a lot of things I do? Which one?
There are a lot of things I do.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, what might I ask you?
Red, white, blue, and one thing another.
Well, what would I say? What would I say? What question would I ask you if I wanted to know the color? I'd say, what color?
No, pink and red.
Well, I might say, what color, what, those roses? I'd say, what color?
Are those roses?
Okay. Yeah. And you might answer, the roses, what? Yellow or pink or?
Yes.
The roses?
Red or yellow.
Okay. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't done it yet.
And if I asked you, was it a nice day? You might answer, no, it.
Bad day.
Okay. How could you say that even shorter? No, it. If I said, was it a nice day? You might say, no, it was. Well, if somebody wanted to know if your brother had been up here this morning, they might say, was he up here earlier? And you might say, no, he.
He's been here today or what?
Okay.
Haven't seen him today or what?
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you could say, he mustn't do that, or you could say,
it's wrong.
Yeah. What's another way to say he mustn't do it? He
get into trouble or something like that.
Yeah. But there's another word you could use instead of mustn't. You could say, he mustn't do that, or he what do that?
Get a whipping or what?
Well, how about, would you ever say he shouldn't do that or he oughtn't do that?
Well, which would be right? Which one do you think would be?
I don't. Now, see, I'm not interested in what I'd say. What I want to know is what you'd say. What would you say?
Either one would be correct.
I just want to know.
That's what I was thinking it would be.
But which one would you be more inclined to say?
I tell you, I ain't had no schooling. I wouldn't know just what. These words I'm saying, I just don't know.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can do it or not, you might answer, well, yes, I
try to.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression might could or might can do something? Or might could do it or might can do it?
Let's see. Now, how did I understand you to say that?
I'm interested in knowing whether you'd ever use the expression, I might can do something, or I might could do something. Would you ever use those expressions, might can or might could?
Yeah, I have. But I don't know which would be correct. Both mean the same.
Have you used both of them?
Yeah, I have used both of them, you know. But I don't know which one would be the
Well, when would you use those expressions?
When I'm doing something and somebody would like to have me to do something for them or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they'd ask me, could I do something or bring them something in town or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you answer?
I'd say, yeah, I'll bring it. I don't know what would be the case.
Okay.